Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the daycare and school at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
This is catalog number 9921, catalog number 9921. You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
Gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, we lift you up, you worthy to be praised. We bless your holy name. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present, those out in the radio land. Don't let a soul leave except it's been blessed. In the blessing that you know it stands in the need of. And you know I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Ghost, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. In everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise in the powerful name of Jesus. In the whole church, say amen. To our preachers and deacons and trustees and all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God for Brother McLean who wrote us a word. Thank God for our choir ushers, and thank God for all of you. If you would you turn your Bibles to Psalms 29 and 2. Psalm 29 and 2. I'm so glad I'm saved. Ain't you glad you're saved? Oh, hallelujah. Glad I'm saved. Glad I'm saved. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm sanctified. That means you've been set apart for Christ. Call me out of darkness. That will set you apart from the devil when he called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Sanctify, because you serve a sanctified God, set apart. He apart from sin. Hallelujah. We don't let sin have dominion over us no more. Not the matter you don't have any, but they don't have dominion over me. I don't have to move every time sin said come in. I have power, and as I grow in grace, he take the appetite from me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 29:2. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. You got to worship him in the beauty of holiness. That's all that's being real in your worship. Jesus said his Father looking for true worshipers. When you're real in your worship, you're a true worshiper. Don't waste your time in worship. Don't waste your time. We've been talking on this about 8-9 messages. Don't waste your time in worship. Don't let your coming be in vain. That's all it is. Don't go through this life and don't get no credit when you die. Don't waste your time in worship. I start off saying that you'll be surprised what many churchgoers come to church for. You'll be surprised. If God will come right now, who knows our hearts? If he will come right now and just flash every one of our lives up on a stream and let us see ourselves, you'll be surprised what many are here for. That's called wasting your time in worship. Hallelujah. We come to worship a true God. He is alive. You come to give him glory and give him praise. So many of us, we feel like we can't even nod our head. We'll break our tradition. Tradition will kill you. They killed Jesus because of traditions. The Bible tells us, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It's not how you feel. We come to worship. Ain't that right? I move how I feel. No wonder you haven't moved. You go to the ball game with all kind of joy. And come here and look like a wood Indian. We commanded to worship him. He deserved it. Not how you feel. He just deserved what he have done for you. And he told us right there, he said, give him due glory. Give him glory what due him. We can't really pay God. You just got to love the Lord. On last Sunday, we stopped off talking about folks don't fear God. The fear of God is gone out of most Christians today. I said it's fear. They don't reverence God. They don't give him honor no more like they used to do. The fear is gone. I said 80% of Christians, either churchgoers, don't fear God no more. And 80% don't even believe really what they read in the Bible. In our day, that's what's happening right now. 80%. I'm stressing it right now. You read the Bible and don't even believe what you read. The preacher quote it, the preacher read it, and you still won't believe it. This is what's happening today because we're doing what we want to do in these last and evil days. And I went far enough last Sunday to tell you why folks don't fear God. Why? Why folks don't believe all the word of God? They take out what they want and put in what they want. Why? Why all this going on now? What really happening? What wrong with Christians? First of all, I told you that Jesus left his church in the hands of the preacher. That's the Bible. He left right there in the hands of the preacher. He entrusted us with his holy word. I said entrusted us with his holy word. Entrusted us. Think about this now. Here we preachers up here. Think about this. All us preachers up here. They've been called. That's what they said. They've been called. All right. All these preachers. Now what God done, God got his holy, listen now, his holy and righteous word. I said holy and righteous word and entrusted with this preaching. This heaven best, read that. Jesus is heaven best. Jesus is the highest glory of God. So I'm giving you my best. I'm entrusting my word in your hand. And not only his word, but I'm entrusting my sheep in your hand. I'm looking to you to feed my sheep. I'm looking to you to treat them right. I'm looking to you to love my sheep. I'm looking to you not abuse the calling. I'm leaving my sheep who I died for in your hand. It all depends on how he handles it. And this will happen today. Because many church folk don't believe the word of God because 80% of preachers don't. Amen. 80% preachers not only don't believe, but they don't fear God no more. That's the problem. Not the matter of getting your way out, but you got to read the Bible for yourself. But he left the church in the hands of the preacher. If I don't believe the word, you ain't going to believe the word. Hallelujah. That's why so many folks come to church and play. Because their fear gone. It's gone out the preacher. Just 20% still standing up. 80% playing in the pulpit. And when y'all see us playing the pulpit, you think God ain't for real, but he's for real. And just the reason, because they don't fear God no more, the world doesn't fear God no more. The world watch out of lifestyle. No wonder they can break into church and do what they want to do. No wonder they don't have no respect for us no more. Because we don't fear God no more. Hallelujah. Don't fear him no more. No one ungodly man could cuss you out. When I was a boy, they had respect for a preacher. When I was a boy, they had respect even for the church house. But now they'll kill you in the church house. Why? Because we fuss and fight in here. We raise hell when we come in here. So when the sinner man see how we raise hell, he said, God ain't killed him, he ain't gonna kill me. The fear gone. Oh boy, I ain't gonna get too many amen. I see that now. But I know I'm on target, boy. I know I'm on target now. I can break it down a little further if you want me to. You see? Now watch this. Listen to this now. Listen to this real good. Now, you gonna watch me, ain't you? I know y'all watching me. I ain't crazy. Somebody want me to fall so bad it's pitiful. You ought to be praying for me. If you're for real, you ought to be praying for me. You ought to pray for your pastor. See where they feel gone. See, 9 times out of 10, see, a lot of them, they got their girlfriends in the church. You know it. Well, you gonna get you one. Ain't no fear gone. They be at parties, drink. They go to the Mississippi. So y'all gonna be the same way. The fear gone. Church folks don't fear God no more. And don't believe God well. They are saying they're going to be dead. They believe it, but they won't do it. Because they feel like God is plain. But God is not plain. And I stopped to let you know tonight, today, that God got some real folks. God got some real preachers. God got some real Christians. Some of them haven't failed yet. God holding them up. I believe if you able to, if you want to be kept, God able to keep you. We can't keep ourselves, but the Bible says we kept by the power of God. And if you got a desire to be kept, God will keep you. But if you don't have no desire, He has turned you loose. This is what's happening in the church. That's mean folks don't pay us no attention. When I was a boy, still see you walking, they got beer in the hand, they hide it. But then they offer to you. Feel gone. No respect. Ain't giving God no reverence. Ain't honoring God. Feel gone. Coffee have left the poor pit. He have left the poor pit. And when he leave the poor pit, it gonna hurt somebody out there. This was wrong. There are many have messed up and don't care. No wonder folk can come to church and waste their time in worship. And many Christians are being deceived by Satan. Listen to this real good now. To make them think that they are taking advantage of God's grace, mercy, and long suffering. Make them feel, the devil come to you, make you feel like you're taking advantage of God's grace, mercy, and long suffering. The devil is fooling many Christians that God will not do what he really said he's going to do. That's how you messed up Eve. Did God really mean what he said? And that don't fell on us now. We don't believe God don't really do what he said. Because we don't do it right now, we feel like we ain't going to reach it. But keep on going. You're going to find out God means just what he said. Notice Adam when he's in the garden. The day you eat, that's the day you're going to die. Physically, he didn't die. No. But spiritually, he died. But notice now, notice the long suffering of God. Let him live, get over 100 years old. I mean, over 600 years old. And look how time caught him with him. Mercy was right there with him, but long suffering right there with him. But eventually, what? Die. That's what sin will do to you. It eventually walk you down. You think God's word ain't going to catch up with you. You think you're taking advantage of his mercy, his grace, his forgiving grace. You think God don't forgot you. Keep on doing it. It's busy going to walk you down. We take the advantage of God's grace, mercy, and his long suffering. He put up with us. And we take the advantage of it, but we think we're doing it. But the devil fooling many folks. The Bible said the devil believe and tremble. He tremble because he know God's word is true. See, he tremble because he know God's word is true. But he fooled a lot of us that God ain't going to do what he said. But he know that God cannot lie. Something just don't happen right now. But he long suffering with us. He put up with us. And Paul went far enough to say, he said, you better judge yourself before God judge you. That means if you're doing something wrong, you better stop, because on down the road, God don't judge you. He's going to stop you. Oh, hallelujah. And that's what's wrong with the church. We right here trying to get rich, talk about love one another, but we don't want to live holy. We don't want to live godly. And the Bible told us to live godly and holy in this present world. When you start doing that, God will give you what you want. Or we just want some money. Give me some money. You ain't got to beg God for no money. Just do right. And work if you're able to work. God will take care of you. Oh, boy, boy, boy. Many bad things going on today, but we're looking all over everything. Notice the devil believed God's word so until he trembled about it. Because he know God cannot lie. But the devil deceiving sinners and many Christians by telling them that God does not really mean what he said. Notice when you talk to a sinner sometimes. You tell a sinner, say, you need to be saved. If you don't, you'll go to hell. He said, I know it. Ain't that right? Don't he say it? I know it. See, the devil believe in what? Tremble. And we like to tell a sinner, say, now, you're going to go to hell if you don't give your life to Jesus Christ. I know it, Reverend. Amen. But if you know it, won't you do something about it? The problem is he don't believe God going to carry out what he said. And that's what's wrong with the church now. They don't believe that God don't carry out what he said. He's just long-suffering with us. That's the very reason he hasn't come back right now, because he's long-suffering. I don't want nobody to go to hell. I'm trying to stop folks from going to hell. I put up with them till they come to themselves. Sometimes they never come to themselves. I put up with you. Long-suffering. You tell a Christian, walk into a Christian, say, you know you're wrong shacking up. I know it, Reverend. They don't believe what he said. They know it, but they won't what? Believe. They thank God don't let them get away with it. You ain't gonna get away with it. He better stop while you got a chance to stop. That's how you got Eve. That's how we're in the shape we in right now. The devil said God don't really mean what he said. And we on that right now. Because he don't get us right then. That's how the devil want to get you like that. You tell a man to stop doing wrong. Stop doing it. I know it, Reverend. I know I'm doing wrong. Why don't you stop then? No, he don't believe God's going to carry out his word. He cannot lie. He cannot lie. Hallelujah. They don't really believe God will do what he said he will do. And this is why they think they are taking the advantage of God's grace, mercy, and long suffering. The devil is deceiving many Christians. I said the devil is deceiving many, many Christians. Turn your Bible, if you will, to James 1 and 22. James 1 and 22. James 1 and 22. Y'all has it? They still turning pages. Somebody don't know where James had it back. We got Bible study going on. It's David said at 6 o'clock. Hallelujah. That's right. Find it. Just go and find it. Hallelujah. James 1 and 22. It said, look what the Bible, that's the Bible. Look at this now. It said, be ye what? Doers of the word. Talking about the word now. Be ye doers of the Bible. And not hearers only. Deceiving your own selves. See, the devil believed and he trembled. He know the word of God is true, but he ain't going to do it. That's where it's not at. We ain't going to do it. But don't you be deceived. The devil fooling folk. God don't carry out his word. He said, be doers of the word. Not just hearers only. And so many folk come to church every Sunday and hear the word, but they don't what? Do the word. You deceiving your own self. That's what it said right there.
The devil fooling you.
God don't mean really what he's saying. You see other folk doing it, and that's what don't hurt so many Christians. They judge their relationship with God by looking at other Christians. Well, it's Jimmy. He take care of Jimmy. He'll take care of me better than she living. That's the kind of mess you getting yourself messed up with. Don't be messing your life with other folk. Mess your life with Jesus. And when you mess your life with Jesus, you're going to come up short every time. Don't mess it by nobody else. You mess it by Jesus Christ. You mess it by the Word of God. And that's what hurts so many Christians. By looking at other folk lies. Because they're doing everything. All of them ain't saved. Everybody come in the house ain't saved. The devil got all kind of duplicate round places to lead you astray because you're weak-minded. By letting you see folk doing everything in the choir, in the pulpit, on digging boat, usher boat, and other boats. They walk around, some of them ain't saved. The devil used them to fool you. Oh, hallelujah. Well, I'm glad they ain't running for no contest or nothing. Listen at this now. Hallelujah. Boy, I enjoy it though, boy. I'm trying to help somebody. Folks need help now. I said folks in church need help. You know they need help. They done left the Word of God all over the world. Done left the Word of God, print their own Bibles up now. Done turn Jesus out of the church. And you know it. There's a lot of putting on going on. Because of the fear of God has gone out of most Christians, they don't really believe that God will do what he said. The grace of God and the long suffering of God have ran out, not only on some of us, but on our children. That's the very reason our children catching hell. Because we haven't brought them up like the Bible said bring them up. See, it's catching up with us. Turn to Hosea. Look at Hosea. Y'all know where Daniel at. Then Hosea. Hosea 4, 6 and 7. Hosea 4, 6 and 7. Now watch this now. I read this last Sunday. It's very important. They're trying to come up with everything. Putting on everybody. What's going on with our children? This right here. This answer. This right here, the answer. We call ourselves putting our children under the blood of the Lamb. Lord, I cover my child under the blood of Jesus. Here, you ain't covering yourself. I mean it. You can't put nobody, put somebody in the hands of the Lord and you ain't in there yourself. That's what happens to so many homes. They got to do something, but they don't want to go to Jesus. The world coming up with everything. I just watch them on television. They kind of come up with everything, trying to find some answer. They got to go back to Jesus. That's why it ain't going to get no better because they ain't going to Jesus. You got to stop listening to ungodly folks in the government. You better listen at Jesus. We have left the Word of God. You ain't going to never go up when you leave the Word of God. You're going down. This is what's going to happen to the world today. Come on, read that for me, brother.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee.
Y'all see that? You that got knowledge available for you. But you don't what? You have rejected.
Amen.
Folks don't care about no Bible now. I'm serious now. I'm talking church folks. You have rejected the knowledge. Notice now, because if you reject the knowledge, God's going to do something about it. See, what kind of knowledge? The Word of God. Folks don't want to hear about no Word of God no more. They have reject what God said how to bring up a child. So you bring up your child the way you want to bring him up. Don't left what God done said. Listen at what that man name who brought them books around. What his name? Spark. You better forget Spark. And think about what Proverbs said and what Jesus said. Spark got to be born again.
Oh, you in hell now, Ring. Dead now. But hey, is he dead? I think he dead now. He dead. Yeah, I thought he was.
But you got to listen at the Word of God.
You got to listen at the word of God. They reject what Jesus said and listen at what man said. That means your child giving you hell now. You're afraid of your own child right now. Because you don't love the word. You reject the word. You got to hear the preacher. You feed him and still you obey him. You got to pay him to take the garbage. You got to pay him to cut the grass. I know I'm telling the truth. Somebody's scared to sleep at night with him in the house. With her in the house. That's shame. That's a shame. Because what? They reject what Jesus said. Jesus made you. If he made you, he don't know how to bring up a child. No, you reject what Jesus said. Oh, boy, boy, boy. I know I'm right. Trust the holler. Ain't gonna bring you up like mama brought me up. Shame on you. You came up drug free. When she told you to sit down, you sit down. When she told you, bring yourself in, you flew over there. But now you can't even call you. If you call your child, you better call him low. Come here, Jimmy. You're scared to holler at him. It's the way you bring him up. I know you got some good mothers doing their best, but the majority don't left the word of God. They reject the word of God. You ain't gonna never go up. So what's wrong with these children? You don't even pray in the house no more? When my mom and daddy lived, they prayed in the house. Ain't never heard you pray yet. You don't love God. It ain't nowhere in the Bible where the government is to train up a child. It ain't nowhere in the Bible where the preacher trained up a child. It said train them up in the home. The parents got to train them. You got them first. You got them before you even know where his teeth at. You got them before you know where his eyes is. You got them before you know what his feet are. You got to teach them everything. Don't put on the folks out your honor. It's in the home. We don't reject God's word. And because we have rejected God's word, he has rejected us. That's the problem of the whole nation right now. That little verse right there. Read on, brother.
I will also reject thee.
You see that?
That thou shalt be no priest to me.
That priest means talking about coming before him and praying. That's right. That means your prayer's going to be answered. You reject the word of God. All we running now, how to get rich. That's all we running, how to get rich. How to get an extra dollar.
Amen. Right.
You go to bingo places, trying to get a dollar. You go to dog race, you go to horses, you go everywhere, gambling, casinos. You kind of what? Trying to get a dollar. Everybody running out of dollar. And it's killing you, even know it. Anything to get your mind off Jesus and money will get off it quick. God promised to take care of you. Not to gamble your money off. I'm going to be hitting on that because it's going to be a boat after a while. That's why I bring it up all the time. God ain't give you no money to gamble it off. That ain't got no faith in him. You trusting in what you gamble with. That's leaving God, ain't no faith. That's covetousness. Oh, how much. I know half of you are half of you here gambling right now, I bet you. That reason you ain't saying nothing. Keep on running now, yonder. Keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on. You better hear the preacher. If you're concerned for your son so bad and your daughter, you'll teach them how to pray at home. You'll take care of them at home. But no, this pleasure for you. You want to put on the child for his education. No, you just want to gamble. That's your pleasure. You and your child are way out the game. Ain't that something? gonna reject God's word. Ain't no preach, ain't no prayers answer. Priests want to go out for prayers. That reason said, priest, ain't no more preacher to me. God don't hear half our prayer. Because of the way we live. God ain't crazy. And just thought, listen now, just because we're doing pretty good, we thank God just by our side. Spiritually, a lot of day. Because the sinner man got more things than we got. And folks will mess up. You know God blessing me. Look what I'm driving. Look at the sinner man. Who kidding folks? He got all kind of drivers. He ain't got to drive. He got a chauffeur to drive him. You can't base your religion with Jesus on something like that. Sinner was already rich when Jesus got here. There ain't wasn't nothing new when Jesus got here. Folks getting rich. He didn't come to make you physical rich, but he come to make you spiritual rich. Amen. So, but I'm going to worry you to death by gambling. You might as well get ready for it. So, listen, I'm saying, somebody got to stand up for Jesus. That's one of my prayers. Lord, let the church stand up and be the church. That's what's wrong now. The world see us following them too much. How in the world God gonna be seen when we fall in the world? Church buses going down Mississippi. What New Bethlehem bus look like going down Mississippi? Got New Bethlehem on the side of it, and plus the main thing got Jesus on the back. Taking his name everywhere. Devil just suck us in. Told me they got a place down there for the children to play. I said, look at the devil just sucking folks in. While you gambling, got a little place for them to play. Coming up already training. Not depending on God, but depending on gambling. Don't be deceived, folks. If you just do what Jesus said, he'll educate your child. There's a lot of folks I already know. Mom and dad didn't have nothing much. But guess what they had? They had Jesus. And they got their children through. They didn't gamble. They didn't sell no drugs. But they got their children through because they depended on Jesus. Hallelujah, Walker. God ain't told us to do wrong to make it over. God wants the world to see that you ain't got to do what they do to make it. God want them to be seen, want us to be seen. That they ain't got gamma. They ain't got to sell drugs. They got a natural job. And look how I'm making it. That's what we got to show. I can make it without gambling. I can make it without stealing. I can make it without selling drugs. The world got to see something in us. They saying this poor God can't take him. We got to show the world something they don't have. If New Bethlehem bus go down there, we might well get on it. That means I got Jesus on it. That means I drive it all the time. Well, I can witness. When you're behind me, Jesus saved. Sometimes folk pass by me, toot your home. Boop, boop. I know what he's saying. The way they hand at me. Sometimes he, some of them white brothers, I know who he's saying. Jesus there. Witness on it. Put everybody's name on that but Jesus. Church name. Church ain't got no power to save nobody. The pastor name, he ain't got no power to save nobody. But what about Jesus' name? Everybody's name on it but Jesus. So keep on running down to Mississippi. You're going to get on one of them buses after a while. One of those buses. Those buses. Those buses don't make it everywhere. Just read between the lines. Read on, brother. He ain't through. Come on. Hallelujah. And I told, I'm going to say it again, just a bold. And I told, if you win your money, don't bring it here.
That's right.
We don't want your gambling money.
That's right.
I said, we don't want it. So don't bring your tithe from your gambling here, okay? Say it in bold. I'm going to say it again. We don't want your casino money. Read on, brother. That we're wrong now. Folks got to stand up for Jesus.
That's right.
We ain't got to suck off the world and make it. God told us we're going to make it.
Amen.
If you trust Him. Read on, brother.
Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God.
Listen to this.
I will also forget thy children.
You see that? Forget your children. You don't forgot them, forget your children. They don't caught up with us. The long suffering don't play out on some of us. It's catching up with us. We don't know what to do now. And ain't going to get no better. That means the Bible says there's going to be a falling away from the faith in the last day. From the word of God. When it says falling away from the faith, they're going to fall away from the word of God. That's what's happening now. Everybody kind of come up with an answer. Jesus is the answer. But we don't want to go back to Jesus. We hear what the politician said and what the ungodly man said. And here we are supposed to be Christians. We're supposed to stick with the Bible. When the government bounce against hit Jesus, we stand still. If that word go against Jesus, we stand still. I don't care what the world law said. If it go against the Bible, the church supposed to stand still. Abortion is wrong. I don't care what kind of law they make, the church stand still.
Amen.
Two men married, I don't care what the government said, it's wrong. Two women getting married, I don't care what the church said. I mean, what the world said, the church stand still. Somebody got to stand up for Jesus. That's going against the plan of God. Two women can't bring no children in the world. Two men can't bring no children in the world.
Amen.
God told us to marry the mother plot.
Right.
Well, how come more babies going to get here then?
Uh-huh.
Oh, hallelujah, boy. He ain't through. Read on, brother.
As they were increased.
Listen.
So they sinned against me.
After what?
Increased.
After they got money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got houses and cars and clothes and little bank account and land. They done what? It wasn't what? What Jesus said, the sign of the coming. It'll be the same way in Noah's day. They were having fun, married, giving them married, partying, building. That's what happened now. That'll be the time right around the corner right now. As they increase, you got to watch your increase. You'll forget Jesus if you don't watch yourself. You'll forget Jesus. As they increase in sin more and more and more. Read on.
Therefore, will I change their glory into shame.
That's what happened. God takes the cover off us. Let everybody see our nakedness. That's what happened. That's what's going on in the world, y'all. We don't want to face it, but that's what's going on in the world today. We have left the word of God. I'm going to show you a church that was called itself having church, but their wishing was in vain. I'm going to read a church here in a few moments that he's going to read for me, that you're going to see a church were wasting their time in worship. Go to Revelation 3. Revelation 3, 14 through 22. 14 through the last of that verse, that chapter. Now watch this now. These folk were called themselves having church, but they were wasting their time in worship. This was a church. This was one of the seven churches that John was writing to. It was Jesus' church. He said, write to the seven churches. And this is the last church that represents the church age. And just think how it ended up. And Bible told us how it's going to end up. A lot of folk just form and fashion. That being said, don't you waste your time in worship. Now watch this now. Read it.
And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen.
Hallelujah.
The faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
Yeah.
I know thy works.
I know your works.
That thou art neither cold nor hot.
Oh, that much. See, you ain't cold. He said, we not cold, not hot. He's talking to a church now. This is not the world he's talking to. This is a church. One of the seven churches. The last church. Jesus told us how the church age going to end up.
Uh-huh.
That means I told you on last Sunday. In the last day, these things going to end up. Now watch this. This is the last church now. Watch this. Keep on reading.
I would thou wert cold or hot.
I wish you was cold or hot. In other words, I can deal with you better when you cold or hot. Cold me, I'm just a sinner. I ain't trying to be no Christian.
That's right.
I ain't trying to pretend. I'm hot. I'm just a Christian. I don't left the world.
That's right.
But when you're cold, you ain't putting on. You're just a plain old sinner. I can deal with a sinner better. But a hypocrite hate the world out there. In other words, the world see him singing in the choir, but when you see him doing, when he leads the choir, he's doing everything else.
That's right.
See, preaching in the pulpit, preaching and stomping, but when he gets somewhere else, he's living another life. That's a hypocrite. The sinner man seeing it, that's called Luke what? Whoa!
You're right,
I'd rather for you just don't be a Christian or a sinner. But when you Luke whoa, you make me sick. That's when Jesus told them Pharisees, you hypocrites. He hard on hypocrites. Read on.
So then. Because thou art lukewarm.
Isn't that this now?
And neither cold nor hot.
Yeah.
I will spew thee out of my mouth.
God Almighty.
Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods.
See what happened? See what
and
rich
have need of nothing.
See, rich, what? Rich, increasing good, what? Need for nothing. Rich, increasing good, need for nothing. Look what happened today. We got houses like we want them, cars like we want them, money so much like we want them, land like we want them, clean change clothes when you feel like it. Rich, need for nothing. Rich, that's all you hear preachers talk about. How to get rich. That's all you hear talking about. How to get rich. Just do what Jesus said. He'll take care of you. I said he'll take care of you. You might not never talk about getting rich on this earth. And half of it ain't nobody going to get rich. You might as well face that. And you know you're not. Stop being deceived. Just go and live a life. You got a comfortable house to stay in. You got 7 rooms. I'm just being honest. You can't just go look on somebody else's house, a great big old house, got 9, 10 rooms, or 7 rooms with yours. Come and look more, look at a little bed, and you're up to date. Hey, you sleeping like they sleeping? It ain't raining on you. It's not snowing on you. You got a bed in your house. They can do but sleep in it. When they get sick, the bed ain't going to make them well. The house ain't going to make them well. I'm still taking care of you. But what you running at? What you running at? Because the sinner man got way more than what we got. You let folks mess you up. God taking care of you. Just seek ye first the kingdom of God. I take care of you.
Amen.
But we get covetous, looking at somebody else, wondering what they got. You get jealous. Then you go out, try to get it. Then you get in debt, now you're crying. You was doing fine. If you ain't even get it, go and get it. But don't be looking at somebody else. It ain't raining on your in your house. You got a dog, that the other folks got a dog. Huh? You're a wood ball, the other one ball. You ain't got to get jealous. He's taking care of you. I say he's taking care of you. Don't be deceived. You know you ain't going to be rich. Stop letting these folks mess you up. Stop letting folks mess you up. Oh, have mercy. Oh, I see so much deceiving, brainwashing folks going and coming. Just running, just trying to show yourself. Think you're a big wheel. Well, you can get respect in the community. They can respect me if they want. When you live right, they'll respect you.
Amen.
You ain't got to get no thing for nobody to respect you. And they will. I tell you what, time they get broke, they come at your house. And you ain't hardly got enough to pay it. Your house note. We're not talking about getting them a 50 cent. Just because you're trying to put on. Be yourself. Increase with good and need for nothing. Done left the Lord. Read on, brother. Watch this now. Watch this now.
And knowest not.
Don't know it.
That thou art wretched.
Wretched.
And miserable. And poor.
God Almighty.
And blind. And naked.
Listen to that.
I counsel thee to buy of me.
See that?
Gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich.
Yeah.
And white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed.
Yeah.
And that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear.
God Almighty.
And anoint thine eyes with eyesalve.
That's what you need.
That thou mayest see.
Yeah.
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten.
Yeah.
Be zealous therefore, and repent.
And do what? That's what the church needs to do right now. We think we raised some sand. We need to repent right now.
Amen.
To get back with God. That means Jesus told me, I'm talking to New Bethlehem, told me to tell you before you go over yonder, put your garbage in here.
Amen.
Put your spirit, your junk in here.
Amen.
Don't need to put on a new suit and ain't tucking no bath.
Yeah. Right,
put your junk in here. Don't start in love with them folks and stop hating them. Put that hate in here. Some of y'all been hating folks for 50 years. Put that mess in here. Stop digging ditches for folks. Put that mess in there. Put your sickness in there. From the pulpit to the door. Don't take this junk over yonder. See, don't your life be blessed. See, don't you feel better. When you take a bath, you feel better anyway. Put your junk in here. Don't be ashamed. Let folks see you. That's when you get blessed. You're deceiving yourself. Follow your path. I'm putting mines in there. I told you now. He said if you don't put it in there, your sin going to find you out over yonder. All right. I heard somebody say, well, I ain't going over there. Well, we know who you were the first time. You told on your own self.
All right, then.
I'm going to another church. We're taking on over there then. You'll mess that up too. Hallelujah. Read on, brother.
Behold. I stand at the door and knock.
Listen at that now. Listen.
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him.
Listen to that.
And he with me.
Hallelujah. Now listen to that. Now here Jesus, the owner of the church, they on the inside call themselves praising God, saying hallelujah, and don't even realize the sad part about it, they have missed his presence. They have even missed his presence. Then they say, glory to God, hallelujah. Jesus kind of get in. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Now, if any man hear my voice, if either one of y'all want to get right, hear me. If anybody want to get right, hear my voice. I will come in if you open the door. And I will sup with him, and he will sup with me. Don't even realize. You can get so over in your sin and get so over in your traditional way and don't even know God even gone from your life. That's what happened there.
Amen.
That's what he's trying to show us. We forget about Jesus. That's what will happen now. We're having service, but are you for real?
Amen.
They was worshiping in vain.
That's right.
They were wasting their time in worship. This was a church.
All
right. This represents us now in these last days. This is the seventh church, the last church that represents the church out of the seven. And God told us how big that's going to end up. That means a very few going to be caught up in the rapture. Notice tribulation. It said it was a number that no man can number come out of tribulation. That after the church had been caught up. Because a lot of them ain't going to be ready to go up. Oh, boy. You've got to stop playing church, folks. I know I don't win no popular contest on this, but you've got to stop playing church. We got to meet a God one day. And I don't want nobody to go to hell if Reverend Walker send you to hell.
Amen.
Trying to be popular. You better get your life straightened out with Jesus.
Amen.
the world, you see it in a mess. It's in a mess. If the cause of my people won't get right, if my people who call by my name, if they will pray, humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way and seek my faith, he said, I'll heal the land. The land in a mess because we won't do right. Let me say one more thing. Now watch this. Watch how slick the devil is. The devil's so slick, he don't stop persecuting the church now, in a sense. He come and mix with the church. He come and mix with the church, where the wheat and the tares grow together. He come and mix it and get the weak one, he carry them with him. Mix with him. That's what happened now. He come in and just take a seat, act like. He a deceiver. He a master of deceiving. He a master. You talking about he got wisdom. He got wisdom, but all of it corrupted. Now, he got supernatural wisdom how to mess up folks. So he must got some wisdom. Supernatural wisdom how to mess up evil. Bad. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. You got to watch him. He mixed with the church. He'll lead you astray. Anybody even in here, if you're talking about doing things that ain't right, you better watch them folks. That ain't none of your friends. Oh, he's trying to get you out there with him. Good, that's all right. Good, all of them doing it. You better find you somebody else to follow. Because they'll say quick, good, you know that. Good, next you better find you somebody else to follow. All of them doing it. You better find you somebody else to follow. That's not your friend. That may be your biggest enemy. I know I'm right. Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And not only women, you better watch these old low-down men some of them. You got a good wife at home doing what you're supposed to do. Ain't that right? You get around these old ungodly men, supposed to be church folks, you know. And man, you got to be a man. A man, nothing can your sorrow except home to your wife. Carry yourself to your wife. Don't let these other folks mess you up. When they marry, get on the rock, they want your marriage on the rock. That's not your friend, that's your enemy. You think that's your brother, but he's trying to mess you up. The devil come in and mix with. Just talk y'all about it, but you better watch what he said. You're supposed to be a Christian. You don't fellowship in that net. Y'all be trying to get them straight now. Don't let them lead you out there. Oh, hallelujah. Read on, brother. He ain't through.
To him that overcomes.
See that? To him that overcomes.
Will I grant to sit with me in my throne.
God Almighty.
Even as I also overcame.
You see that?
And am set down with my Father in his throne.
God, you got to overcome.
He that hath an ear, let him hear.
Let him hear.
What the Spirit saith unto the churches.
All right. Now, the Spirit talking to me right now. Through me, the Spirit talking through me. You got to hear what the Spirit said unto the church. Amen. If I'm telling you something wrong, that's not the Spirit. I'm trying to tell you how to get your life straight. That's the Spirit talking through me. You got to hear what the Spirit said to the church. It may not be what you want to hear, but it's trying to help you. It's the same thing right there. You got to hear what the Spirit said to the church. How I know it's the Spirit? Because I'm telling you what the Bible said. Live holy. Get right. That's not the devil telling you something like that. The devil ain't never tell you get right. He often tell you do something wrong. So this is the Spirit talking through me. He using my voice. Put your mess in there. Give it up. It's going to slowly walk you down. I say it's going to slowly walk you down. What God said, it may not happen right now, but guarantee you, buddy, it's coming. I say it's coming. It'll get you little by little. Don't be deceived, God. Don't stick to his word. That means I don't jump on every little movement come through come through this world. All this kind of religion, folk doing everything in the body of Christ. I don't jump fast. I'm got to hear from the Lord. If I don't see where the Bible back me up, I'm going to stand right there. The devil on the move in these last and evil days. Everything come in church, you got to watch it. Can't jump at everything. That's what the pastor for. But members of them holler, yeah, I see everybody else. The pastor one got to watch. Because sheep will be led astray quick. Got to watch wolves. They come with sheep clothing on. You don't even recognize the big bushy tail. You don't recognize the big old foot and his little long mouth. See, but the pastor got discernment. Don't bother. I'll be watching while y'all be saying hallelujah. I've got to watch over your soul. That's what he's there for. What you think he's there for? To feed the flock and to watch over the flock, to guide the flock. That's what he's there for. If I don't watch over your soul, hey, I might well go sit down somewhere. But I to watch over your soul. Hallelujah. I ain't through. I'm through now. I'm not through with this. Now, got my time back on. Got 2-3 more minutes. Now, next Sunday, those who come, next Sunday. Oh yeah, that's God business. That's why I don't worry about that. I know what he told me. See, now, I'm going to tell you the truth to come here. If you don't want to hear the truth, don't join this church. Because brother ain't got nothing but what Jesus told me. I'm getting it right now. Now. I'm going to show you God got something in the Bible to tell you how to confess sin. If we just take that pattern, you'll see don't your life change. We don't know how to confess no sin. You need to come see what the Bible said. We got to get right. Hey, don't be ashamed to put your junk in there. Left y'all be, this thing all be half, all of them all be half full right now. What you shame of? Who you think you are? Shame? Shame on you. You better put your junk in there. Don't you want to go? Hey, you ain't got to put your name in. Ain't nobody going to read them. Don't put no name on it. Put your junk in there. Don't you rather put your junk in there and get over yonder then Jesus take the cover off you? Which one you rather have? I said, which one you rather have now? Put your junk in here, or don't put it in here, and go over yonder and not Jesus take the cover off you. Everybody going to see you then. Shame to put your junk in there. He told me, tell you, take a bath. From the pulpit to the door. I'm putting mine in there. Even when I come across them, I walk through it, throw it over in there. I said, Lord, I'm short right there. Help me. Help me, Lord. I'm short. You short too. Don't you deceive yourself. You short too. All of us come short. Lord, I say he got greater work for us to do. Greater blessing for us. You ain't seen nothing yet. You better cooperate. I can't make you do it. I just can't do but tell you. You're going to miss your blessings. You're going to miss your blessings. I hooped last Sunday, but let us stand. They don't hoop it today. Let us stand. Hallelujah. There ain't no hooping around here. Just got to hear something. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You got to hear. Got to hear what the Spirit say to the churches. Listen at me now. Listen. Don't nobody move. Time I said stand, folks, get to walking out. If you ain't got to go nowhere, you better stand still sometime. Sometimes you miss your blessing by moving too early. The blind men were leaving Jericho. That man said Jesus was leaving Jericho. The blind men stopped him. I call that a benediction. They called the benediction. They got their healing. Just because they stayed there and waited on Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, if you lost today, if you need Jesus for your personal sin, don't walk out here lost. Please don't walk out here lost. You don't have to join this church. We just want you saved. We'll baptize you, give you a certificate, and send you where you want to go. But just don't walk out here lost. If you walk out here lost, you came for nothing. And today may be your last day you hear the gospel. The Bible says if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God has raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. In other words, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's confessing with my mouth. Now, I believe in my heart. That means I believe what the Bible says. I got faith in that. That's how you get born again. Now, will there be one? If you won't come by Christian experience, you may come. If you won't come by letter, you may come. Will you come now? Don't be ashamed. Please don't be ashamed. You got to die now. You got to die. All of us got to die. It's not, listen, it's not how long you live. It's not how you die. But where you going when you leave him. I said, where you going when you leave him? It's where you going when you leave him. Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Don't be ashamed. If you lost, please don't be ashamed. If you lost, don't be ashamed. You got to meet God one day now. Hey, listen, listen. Don't y'all see things winding up? Don't you see it? Even sinners getting scared. Even an ungodly man wondering what's going on. Jesus on his way back. I said, Jesus is on his way back. Time is winding up. You got to live somewhere forever. You can't be neutral. Ain't no such thing as purgatory. It's a hell or heaven. Everybody going one of those places, hell or heaven. You got to make up your mind where you going. And Jesus brought it so plain. Just believe on me. Give your life to me and have eternal life. It's just that simple. If anybody in here standing up, say, I said say. If you say, sit down. If you're not saved, remain standing. I won't embarrass you no kind of way. If you hallelujah, everybody in saved. May God bless you. We finna get ready to go home now. You ain't got to run out. We finna get ready to go home. He's still waiting on somebody. I believe that. Sometimes folks don't believe. They hard. If you know you ain't saved, come give your life to Jesus. If you know you ain't saved. If you ain't sure you saved. If you ain't sure you saved, be sure. Don't be ashamed. Let folks laugh. Ain't nobody going to laugh but the devil. I guarantee you, nobody but the devil. The devil don't want you saved. Because he know he already going to hell. He already know that. And his time ain't long. He want everybody to go with him. Will that be any more? If you know you ain't saved, come give your life to Jesus. Come give your life to Jesus. That's right, young man. If you know you ain't saved, give your life to Jesus. That's right. If you know you ain't saved, give your life to Jesus. If you know you ain't saved, give your life to Jesus. What you got to lose? If you don't, you got everything to lose. I know you lean on your money, but you can't take no money to heaven with you. And you can't even take it to hell with you. What is profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Huh? Paul said, you brought nothing into this world and surely you'll take nothing out with you. You can't carry nothing with you. You can't do but carry one something with you and that's another soul. Can't take nothing with you. You come here naked, you're going to leave it naked. But you got to go somewhere and stay forever. If you go to hell, you're there forever. Don't let the Jehovah's Witness mess you up. Don't let the religion say there's no hell. Jesus talk about hell more than he does heaven. Check it out. They believe there's a heaven, but the same man said there was a hell too. The same man said there was a heaven. The same man said there was a hell also. But they believe what they want to believe. And Jesus can't lie. Folks who go to heaven, they're there forever. Folks who go to hell, they're there forever. Say, Reverend, they're there forever. Ain't gonna never get out. Never get out. And ain't gonna play no cards, ain't no partying, ain't no Michael Jackson. They gonna be down there hollering, hollering, hollering. Dog. Ain't no resting, relaxing. Ain't going on the block. Nothing like that. It's just dog moaning and groaning forever and ever and ever and ever. And when you give your life to Christ right now. Oh, boy, boy, boy. That way Jesus described hell now. He described it like that. Let me say one more thing. We ain't got to go nowhere to leave. Let's be cool. Listen. Y'all remember that rich man went to hell? He was conscious. He went to hell. He was conscious. He can see. He can feel. He saw all over yonder. Jesus letting people yonder in paradise. He saw that man he didn't want to see. He was relaxing. He told Abraham, get me a drop of water. Just put on your finger. What must it be? It must be hot. Now that was just in hell. Folks in hell got to go to the lake of fire. Y'all know that. That's hell. See, hell is just for a place you go until you go by the judgment. Then he gonna get hell and put over in the lake of fire. He gonna get a whole hell and then put in the lake of fire. That's just a place where sinners got to go until they be judged. And then when Jesus judge them, they're going to come back, get up out of hell, and then come back and face Jesus. That means that every knee got to bow, every tongue shall confess, they got to face Jesus. And Jesus is going to tell them, while I'm sending you to the lake of fire. Not because you stole something, not because you killed somebody, but because you turned down Jesus. Just because you turned down Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, did I convince anybody that need to give their life to Jesus? Don't be ashamed. I want folks saved. Jesus wants you saved. Young folk, don't be deceived. Okay, all right. May God bless you.
Mr. Secretary, all unbelievers, place their them together.
Bernard Minter.
Y'all stand and call your name, please.
Carmen Hill and Casey Hill.
Bless your heart.
Y'all stand. These are the ones giving their life to Jesus. Bless your heart.
Alexis Fletcher.
Bless your heart. Now, y'all come on this end for me. Y'all come down here, y'all babies. Bless your heart. That's your mom. These your children. Come on down here, baby. Y'all come on down here. Stand right there for me. Go on down a little further. Go on down a little further for me. Bless y'all a little heart. Stand right there. That's all. He'll mind standing in front of you. Stay right there. I want y'all to look at me. Look at me. Don't look at nobody but me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm asking each one of you a question. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes, sir.
You believe it in your heart?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes, sir.
You believe it in your heart?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes, sir.
You believe it in your heart?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes, sir.
You believe it in your heart?
Yes, sir.
All right, I want y'all to confess him now with your mouth. Repeat after me. Say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe he died for my sin. But he didn't stay dead. He didn't stay dead. He got up